Darling, your lovers are here. Welcome back to James Bonding.
It's a deep cut.
My name is Matt Gourley.
My name is Matt Myra, and we're coming to you with a special report. So special, in fact, our man in the East, Phil Nobile, is joining us as well.
Gentlemen.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for scrambling to meet us. We're all in different locations right now, secret locations even.
Yeah.
We can't divulge, but let's just say we are making this work thanks to the beautiful technology of Apple, sponsor of this podcast. Send us free stuff.
Hi, Phil.
Guys, I'm so honored that you would include me on this special scramble episode.
We're honored to have you. We had to, like we said, we had to call in all agents from the field. This is an all points bulletin. Get back. We need to talk about this No Time to Die trailer.
Guys, I was excited by the teaser.
That's crazy, by the way, that you get a teaser for a teaser now.
That was what we thought it was until we woke up this morning. That was no teaser. That was a meal.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was it was a very lengthy and...
girthy.
Girthy trailer.
It was girthy and earthy, because he's also very dirty in it, too, mm-hmm. you know?
Well,
but you're right, it's a trailer. Like, they're really giving you some story points.
Yeah.
It was also more than I expected to see for locations and outfits, guys. This was a lot of outfits I got to see James in.
Yes.
Yeah.
If they didn't drop those character posters yesterday, that sweater, that commando coziness would have been blindsided by that.
I know. It's good that you had some time to prepare, Phil.
It was really one of my favorite sweaters I've ever seen. I don't know where to start with this trailer, but I think probably the biggest thing people are going to be talking about is the reappearance of our good pal Blofeld.
Yeah.
And Madeline Swan. I think it might be slightly red herring, a little bit of red herring that they front load all this Spectre stuff in there. I wonder how much of the actual story is going to be that, or is that what gets it propelled? That's just a thought. I don't know.
Well,
it's early speculation, but it does feel like...
Spectralation.
Nice.
Spectralation.
Smirsh and control. He says control in a way that is like, now we're going to steal control from...
Get smart.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what were your general reactions before we get into the finer points.
First of all, the idea that they blew up right out of the gate, the idea that she was going to be killed off in some pre-title sequence or cameo, they're letting you know that she is throughout the film. Like, you don't know exactly what the plot is here, but you see her in Italy, you see her in London. She is present in this movie, which I find interesting because a lot of fanboy speculation was saying that wasn't going to be the case. So I like that they, in a way, this trailer felt like a response to some of the fan bait, for some of the fan speculation. They showed you what was going to, you know, she's a legitimate character and a presence in the film. And then I kind of love the ballsiness of just throwing out the Blofeld cameo. They're not going to play coy like they did with Spectre is maybe the lesson there. They're just going to, here's the cards on the table. They're all out of order. No one knows what the plot of this movie really is based off this trailer. But, man, they gave you a real array of visuals and moments that I was not expecting.
Guys, let's just discuss the fact that it's the most Aston Martins I've ever seen in a James Bond movie.
Well, there's aren't there like eight in this film?
There's at least four in the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Go ahead, man.
It's okay. I was just going to say, I'm sort of wondering if that Madeline Swan stuff still is front loaded and that you might get some, I don't know. I don't have a,
well, I'll tell you why I don't think it's front loaded, Matt. We see her in multiple outfits as well. So time is passing.
And multiple sort of emotional confrontations. There's a romantic moment. They're arguing in a car while being chased by gunfire. And then he turns that corner in London or MI6, wherever he is in London, I believe, and is surprised to see her there. Which, if you look at the release still, she's in that same room as Blofeld.
Yeah.
Right. So is she the MI6 working psychiatrist there to debrief Blofeld?
Right. I guess front load wasn't maybe the right term, but I'm still wondering if she's a bit of a sacrificial lamb, and we're not going to know until April 8th or 10th or whatever.
Guys, I just pulled up the trailer on my phone, and I paused it at 007 seconds, and it's where is it? There it is. And there he is in the Aston Martin, accidentally paused at 007. This thing opens with the DB5 maneuvering like a DB5 shouldn't be able to.
Mm-hmm. It's a proud history of the franchise.
Yes, but it is amazing because he's taking a corner like he's in a much newer vehicle. So I'll assume that Q has done a lot of work to the suspension and the engine. The dive off the bridge that they open this trailer with, where he grabs that, electrical wire or bridge rope, is great.
Yes.
It's great. It feels very parkoury. It feels very Casino Royale-y. The physical, practical effect of it all is just...
That's true.
Very excited about that.
Yeah, I agree. I have to say my general impressions were pretty strong, and it seems like the ever-fickle internet is loving this, too. Did you guys walk away with like a good feeling from this?
Very good.
Or did you not walk away? Did you just sit lie there for a while?
I've not left the television.
I would also
reaction videos.
Here, by the way, I want to say again. Here's another image, guys, from the
there
trailer.
He is. I thought of Matt Gurley when I saw that image.
Look at that fucking posture, guys.
Ray Fine.
I know, and and he's kind of just growing into his stately frame. And I'm loving it even more. He's sort of on the beginning of his path to Bernard Lee, and I love it.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a potbelly almost, but the beauty of this man's posture is unbelievable. It's straighter than that bookcase in the background.
Can we talk about what he says in that moment? Because I think that's a big spoiler right there.
Oh, yeah? Okay, give it.
Well, they place it in the trailer and they cut it with a thing that makes your brain do one thing. But in the context of this film, knowing what we know about this movie, if M is in his office and says, "Where's 007? Who do you think he's talking about in this movie?
The new 007. Lashana Lynch, right?
Yeah.
Know me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's unconfirmed. No one would say if that was really happening or not. But I think we have confirmation now that Lashana Lynch is playing 007.
Right. And there was some talk of, first of all, it was never confirmed that she was playing 007, but then there was this Daily Mail rumor of them walking that back because of the internet weeping in its own soup and making her 001, which I think that sounds ridiculous. I mean,
Matt. 00 fun sounds ridiculous.
You're right.
She knows how to party.
Sounds pretty good.
She's 00 fun. I think that this is all... It's interesting to me because we're going to start this movie seemingly in a place that we have started the previous Bond movies of. I'm James Bond, but right now I'm busy somewhere else. I'm retired. I'm out of it. This is sort of the whole thing I was trying to avoid in my James Bond movies, which is a seemingly roguish agent.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be interesting to see how they fold him back into the fray. The placement of Christoph Waltz's whole discussion with Bond saying you gave up everything for her in the trailer makes the brain go, oh, so this is post-Bond leaving MI6, and he left, and I'm assuming what happened is they did not get... It wasn't the love story we hoped it would be for those two, and they broke up, and he never went back to the service.
And that's what puts him in Jamaica, but yet we do have that footage of them kind of in bed and kissing against a wall or something.
Yep.
Well, I'm not going to say they're not going to rekindle that flame, Matt.
Right. So you're saying it ended, and then they get back, and it comes back because of whatever this hidden Phantom of the Opera secret it is she has?
Yeah, I think what it is the secret is that while they were together, they staged a very off-Broadway performance of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera.
Where this is going.
They do not want the tape to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember when Michael Crawford made that role famous, but then later on, like, Ben Vereen stepped in? Or no, Robert Guillaume.
Yes.
And, I'm just wondering if, like, at this point, this was like, let's say it was Barry Bostwick playing the Phantom around that time that came after her was in this production.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why James left her. He's a theater snob, it turns out.
So you're saying that he was upset with her performance?
Yes, it was shit.
So he was she was Christine. He was the Phantom, obviously, and the mask is from the production. So that's the secret they don't want to get out. Guys, I think we've nailed it.
Yeah, no need to even see it. We've daily mailed it.
Nice job, Purvis and Wade.
That's the last remnant of their script, is the failed Phantom of the Opera production.
Well, what do you guys think of that mask? Because I know there was some leaked footage of that.
Well,
Rami Malek, that mask.
Rami Malek was obviously the understudy
for of James the Bond. Phantom.
Yeah, and never got to do it. He, you know, James assured him that, look, by what time we're ready to go, I'm not going to want to do it. You'll get to do it, and that's what he's mad about.
One thing I did not put together, and then I don't know, maybe I was on another podcast earlier today and maybe we talked about this and they put this bug in my ear. The sort of corrugated glass door that you see that mask through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I thought was sort of pre him. In my head, I had that as a flashback. You know, we saw those leaked pictures a while back where someone in a broken version of that mask is chasing a little girl through the snow. You guys remember this?
So you're like, yeah, spoilers, by the way, potential imaginary spoilers. Yes. But right. We're thinking that could be a flashback to Madeline Swann's childhood.
It's possible, in which case, I don't know how old Rami Malek is supposed to be. But the shot of that mask through the glass, that glass is what lines...
A kitchen glass?
Yeah, but if you look when they go to Q's apartment, that's the same glass.
Whoa.
When he opens his door.
Interesting.
So if it's the same glass, someone is going to see Q in that mask.
Hold on.
Yeah, no. pull it up, guys.
Right. No.
Get the receipts. No. Get the receipts.
I can't.
I'm bringing it up. Hold on.
My problem with that, for some reason, is not... See, I don't mind doing a whole let's make a fake plot and not take this seriously at all, a Phantom of the Opera. But when we start guessing whether or not Q, for some reason, would be in that Phantom of the Opera mask,
you think
that is just wacky to me.
Well, now, hold on. I'm looking at this right now. Do we know that that's Q's apartment?
We do not. It's not explicitly established.
Well,
and also,
but there's a refrigerator behind him. But what's interesting,
it could be a Q office.
There was some paparazzi stuff where apparently they were filming Q's apartment. I heard that a while back, and it's Moneypenny in that outfit.
Oh, but what if that guy comes to kill Q?
Oh, what if Q is like, I've built the perfect disguise for you. I'll put it on. And then he gets magical about it and like, I'm going to pop out from behind this glass.
I just got really afraid for Q.
Well, Q can't die, guys. It's not possible. I just don't understand why they would do that. Although I guess we killed an M, so we could kill a Q.
We're losing the alphabet left and right here. Yeah, that's something. Interesting point. See, these are details I'm afraid I don't want to know.
Yeah, but it's also, I think these are the kind of details that are fine to speculate about because they're in the trailer.
Well, also, have you noticed that when they show the like digital scan of Blofeld's head,
it looks like James Bond?
No, his birthday is 1946, which makes him 70 or something like that.
So
yeah,
that seems 5 years wrong. After Spectre.
Really? And somehow they've managed to keep Blofeld in prison for that long?
Or I guess it's 1940? Wait, what does it say? His birth date is listed there. Someone put it on Twitter, but it puts him at 70 years old.
Well, I mean, he does have access to a lot of genetic splicing and things that we don't know about.
48, okay.
April 7th, 1948. And he's in Wakefield prison, which... British folks know about.
But like he could have like some stem cell stuff that makes him nice and young.
Well, isn't that kind of what this villain is into? Genetic.
Oh, way to crack that open, Matt Gourley.
But has he been in jail this whole time? I mean, he didn't fix his eye. That's for sure.
No, his eye looks like an old fruit. Looks like an old raisin.
Should we talk about the I keep forgetting where this camera is. The GoldenEye, GoldenEye harpoon gun, Daniel Craig. I can't wait. This is like it's like six frames in the trailer.
Yeah,
but it's Daniel Craig walking by a window with a harpoon gun, with the beautiful waters of Jamaica seemingly outside.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. That was in the like behind the scenes footage.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. I try to keep spoiler-free, except what's officially released.
You didn't watch that little BTS teaser they dropped a few months ago?
I did, but I remember it being more about the Jamaican dance place that...
That was in there, but...
It was. And now, that visual style of that behind-the-scenes video was something I loved. It kind of had these like rainbow-colored accents, and I was kind of hoping to see some of that in the trailer. I think the trailer looks amazing, and it looks like a good Bond film, and it's shot well. But I'm wondering if we will get more of that Fukunaga flair and that style in there.
Yeah.
Kind of doesn't necessarily seem present in the trailer. I'm sure we will.
Well, it looks like we're certainly getting an Aston Martin that's been upgraded with miniguns behind the headlights.
Yeah, now at first when those like chain guns popped out, I'm like, come on, we don't need to top it. But then he does that donut spin and I was all in. That was pretty great.
It's so exciting. Like, it's like this movie that like I feel like has had so little about it releasing, and it's so close to release date. April is so close. It's like 5 months away. They're done principal photography. This trailer comes out. I have like sort of, it's been in the back of my head, this movie, but this trailer dropping is just so exciting to me. And then I thought it was very cute, the gun barrel in the sewer sequence at the very end of the trailer.
Does that mean we're not getting one in the movie?
Do you think that's even going to be in the movie? Yeah.
That means we get no actual gun barrel now.
I feel like that could have been shot for the trailer. But Matt, you're right. Like, there's been very little about this movie, and what there has been news of troubled production. So this feels like kind of like the first, like, shut the fuck up, everybody. Mm. Let us do our job, Casino Royale style, hopefully, and just make a good movie. And hopefully.
And also like with Daniel Craig promoting Knives Out on The Late Show and saying that this will be his last Bond movie. I hope they don't go the route. I hope the title is literal and he does not have time to die in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, when you're talking about him jumping over the bridge with that hose too.
Yeah.
The thing that excites me about that is I feel like that's just the first beat of whatever that moment is. Like those two, the motorcycle and the car careening towards each other. Like something else is about to happen.
Well, that motorcycle going up those stairs looked practical as well. And it just looked so good.
There's a necktie that comes and goes in those moments. And
I knew it.
So I'm saying he jumps off the bridge. He's got a necktie on. But when he's driving with Madeline, the necktie is gone. So that's part of an extended sort of encounter, I think, that, I think you're right. I think that's early days in that moment is because he's still, got his tie on.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Interesting.
Let's talk about the Bond, James Bond. Now, when I first watched that,
did not care for
it. I was like, the guy's waiting for him to say it because it's his catchphrase, and I read it wrong. And I was like, oh, that's dumb. But then I caught that. That's like, no one remembers you. You're gone. Bond, who? And that's just so
lovely. I like that, but I also like your version.
I didn't want it to be that meta.
Like, if he's like some fanboy and he's waiting for the, waiting for the rest of the sentence, that's not bad either, though. But yeah, either way, I'm fine with, honestly. I like the way that they found a way to recontextualize it. And I might be wishful thinking or I might just be projecting, but that feels like the Phoebe Waller-Bridge touch, maybe.
Yeah, it sure does. Yeah, same with the shoot you in your good knee.
The one that works.
Yeah, the one that works. And nice, such good delivery on that, too.
I also found in the trailer, if you pause at 2 minutes and 14 seconds into the trailer, you'll see the very famous chandelier underwater scene of Phantom of the Opera.
Very nice.
Well, now wait. Catacombs of Paris. Let's talk about that. Because, again, potential spoilers, I don't think so. This sounds like a rumor to me. But Rami Malek has been rumored as a new incarnation of Dr. No. And those are like hazmat suit people walking around with almost looks like could be nuclear fusion rods or whatever.
It could be that. It could also, I guess they are sort of in the water, like wading into it.
That shot is awesome.
But it is Daniel Craig. It's the two 00s, 001 or 7 or 00 no longer. That's the back of their heads.
Oh, really?
So what are they looking at? Yeah, that's Craig right there.
I wonder how deep into the film that is. Is that like Villain's Lair Deep or something.
Oh my god, I would love it if those two got taken by this Dr. No type character and were shown the hospitality that Honey Rider and James Bond got in Dr. No. I feel like we aren't getting enough villain hospitality these days.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, they tried Inspector, but it was really kind of...
They did. Yep. It wasn't as luxurious as I'd like.
There's also a lot that looks like Skyfall in this, like falling off a bridge, long helicopter shots between two gorgeous, like Scottish mountainside things. Motorcycles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Turkish kind of coloring landscape is this sort of similar to the Italian, mm-hmm. which I think is the opening scene.
I'm so gung-ho about this movie, guys. This is more exciting to me now than this finally putting this Rise of Skywalker to bed. On board.
I have a quick question for you guys about the connections between Spectre and this movie. I have friends who are pumped for this movie who have not watched Spectre since 2015 because they're not Bond fans, but they're Cary Fukunaga fans and they're Phoebe Waller-Bridge fans. And they watch this mm-hmm. trailer and they are all really pumped and they all are in my DMs saying, do I need to watch Spectre again to figure out what's happening in this movie? Because none of them know who Lea Seydoux even is at this point. It has faded from their memories.
They do have to.
I think if they're smart, they're going to try to have it both ways and hopefully successfully so, where they tie it into Spectre, but enough to boot them into what this movie is hopefully going to do on its own. But also, not clumsily, add some exposition that will tell you what you need to know to get up to speed
this
as
feels
quickly
like
as possible.
It will be a reverse Quantum Casino Royale. Meaning, like, you know, Spectre, what will come first is the worst one.
Yeah.
Is my hope. And then when strung together, it will elevate the poorer standalone film.
Yeah, right. So, I think so too. I hope so. And I don't know. What is there you really need to know about Spectre that he caught Blofeld and walked away with a girl?
But I literally have friends who don't remember what her deal is. And so this trailer, which essentially opens with her saying, "Why would I betray you?" Like, they're literally going, "Who is that? And what is she talking about?"
God, I hope James Bond's retort is, "Because I'm a kite flying in a hurricane."
It's true. It's true. So I don't know. That reaction was interesting to me because I think that they've got people excited, you know, the outsiders, that $1 billion crowd that got Skyfall where it was, mm-hmm. they've got them excited again. But Skyfall was not tethered to another movie in the way that this one seems to be out of the gate. So I'm curious how they handle it. And, you know, I think ideally you don't want to have to watch Spectre to watch this movie because Spectre's going to tire you and you're going to be fatigued and then you're going to like trudge into this thing.
No, but that's just, Phil, that's the whole nature of what the studios are going for now with these films is these sort of longer, not anthology, but tied together Marvel
serialized
bullshit thing.
Yes. Yeah, and we've talked about wanting them episodic, but at this point, it's Craig's last film. I've said this before, like, I think if you can tie it in a way that doesn't clunk up the whole movie, but acknowledge it, because it would actually be weird at this point if it was a standalone, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
Especially with the way Spectre ended, so I'm hoping they can ride both lines pretty well. And
With the ass backwards tie together they did at the end in the old MI6.
Yeah.
Not quite.
If they can make that less ham-fisted somehow with this movie's sort of continuation of the story, I'll be very pleased. Mm.
But it looks like they are using elements of Spectre to propel them into the plot of this, but there are so many new characters. Right. It seems like it also has its own thing. I don't know.
But there's really, I mean, when you think about it though, it's like your new characters, quote unquote, is the Bond ally, right? We assume the 00, and the villain, which is I think that's that's our normal amount of new introductory characters. We are saved the femme fatale, or getting to know a new femme fatale in the sense that we already have Lea Seydoux.
Yeah, but we're also getting Jeffrey Wright back as Felix Leiter, and he was not a part of Spectre or Skyfall, so he has to be bringing something new.
Well, the rumor is
maybe he's wondering.
He's the sacrificial lamb. I know. I hate it. I hope it doesn't happen.
Hmm.
Hey, I'm looking at this picture of I still don't even know, is it Rami Malek on that lake with that mask? Because the close-up of him, he's got a bullet hole in his jacket that I didn't notice before.
I believe that's Rami Malek wearing the mask.
Yeah.
I was led to believe it was a flashback because he's chasing a little girl in the spy pics that we saw. But also he's pretty scarred in the stuff we see, but the scars are faded. And in that shot, it's like a new burn or something that's happened to him.
Yeah, and that sort of like would go towards the whole genetic manipulation stuff. Like he's using stem cells to heal his face. He could be very old. He could be the person that went to kill Mr. White.
In her story?
In her story that she tells Inspector that she had to shoot.
Right, and he does have some gray hair.
Which would lead to this chase. Mm. You know, maybe she doesn't tell the whole story, and you're like, how the fuck are you still you?
Yeah.
Oh, I've got this great startup. I can test one drop of blood and know every disease.
That's what this is, the Elizabeth Holmes story. Mr. Bond, my name is Theranos.
Mr. Bond, my name is Theranos. She had a very weird deep voice. Yeah, but I think like something like along those lines, I would buy in this world that they're playing in. Like this, if they're saying he's 70 years old, Christoph Waltz, then I can buy them saying that the guy who owns this technology and has been with it all of his days is actually also 70 years old. Mm.
I don't want to see them doing sci-fi. Something that crazy though. Yeah,
well,
that's getting into Die Another Day territory.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought you'd come around on that movie.
I have.
Oh, you're right.
I mean, it's a matter of, you know, I've said this before. If you made me watch a Pierce Brosnan movie right now, I'm putting in Die Another Day because it's the silliest and it's breezy and it's,
I agree.
And I don't care if the machine breaks halfway through. So
that movie's so crazy you can get high off it.
I'd never.
It has high another day.
I'd never call it breezy. I would never call it breezy, but I'm agreeing with everything else you're saying.
I mean, you turn it off after Kibo and you're good.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. But like this whole thing with Phoebe Waller-Bridge doing all the writing that she did enough to get credit on the screenplay is that's probably the most exciting thing about this movie for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's one of many things. Cary Fukunaga, the actors. So far, I think the only thing that troubles me is just knowing how many iterations of the script it went through. And I'm hoping that it doesn't end up being this kind of cobbled together version that can sometimes happen. If it's a cohesive script, then it seems like all the ingredients are there.
I think
the best Bond movie ever made. You heard it here.
Wow.
Whoa.
I also, by the way, think Phoebe Waller-Bridge was at a point with her when she signed on to do this, that she could have not put her name on it if she didn't want to.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's true.
Meaning, like, I think she would, if it was that broken, she's such a masterful storyteller from Fleabag, you know, both seasons of Fleabag are so good. She's such a master storyteller that I think that if it was truly broken, I don't think she would put her name on it. She'd get the same money.
That's a good point.
I mean, she wouldn't get the residual, but yeah.
What do you guys think of Bond driving the 1980s Aston Martin? I love that car.
I love it.
I'm so excited.
What would you guys do if our secret, like when they're talking about the secret, what would you guys do if the secret was that this James Bond is the same James Bond and they've just been genetically manipulating him the whole time? Would you jump off a bridge with me?
Wait, what do you mean?
If Sean Connery and Daniel Craig were the same person.
Oh, no, this again. You'll do anything to make this stupid code thing happen.
Stop trying to make Fetch happen. It's never going to happen.
Look, never. All I'm saying is, what if he goes to a garage, all his old toys are there, he'll start reminiscing about when he was a part of...
It doesn't explain his inconsistency in acting.
I love how you're madder about this than you are about me saying that the Phantom of the Opera tape is what they don't want out.
Well, now that's a theory I can get behind because I love Phantom of the Opera. Masquerade, paper horses on parade.
Can we talk about for $9,200?
Yes.
What can I get? I was literally just going to ask about what is the watch this time?
Phil's showing us a picture of the new Omega. Is it black and yellow? Is that kind of yellow or gold?
It's like this. It's this brown on the 300 that I'm wearing right now.
What the snobs call fotina, because it's not a patina, but it's sort of the loom is meant to look aged.
It's like an aged lacquer.
And this is an interesting little symbol, because that's usually reserved for military-only watches. Like, that this is available in a commercial model is unusual. That little three-prong, that forked symbol at the bottom.
Well, my question to you then, Phil, is this emblazoned with the logo of the movie on the back kind of a thing?
On the back. Do you see it?
Okay. A007
and then you got that logo there.
Well,
what about that band?
The shark
mesh band is a thing.
That's okay. You could throw a NATO strap on that, have a good time.
G.E. Smith and the Shark Mesh Band.
So it's not an obnoxious amount of branding.
Ellen Cleghorn. What?
Lorraine
Charles
Newman.
Rocket.
Oh. And Rami Malek as Theranos.
There you go.
Dr. Theranos.
That is the first time I've seen the watch, Phil. I'm very excited about it. Thank you for sharing that to me.
9200, literally within minutes of that going on the site. Olga, my Omega rep, texted me pictures of it and said, "We're taking deposits now. Let me know." And I was like, "All right, I'll let you know, Olga. I'll think about it."
What? That's amazing that you buying a James Bond watch also has like a sort of spy element to it.
We can sell ourselves that.
That's amazing, by the way. You know, as someone who has many a watch, and I believe, Matt, are you wearing mine currently?
I'm not, because I'm lounging at home, but I have been wearing
Conan,
it.
Conan yelled at him about it.
I feel sad.
Oh, yeah. Conan's been yelling at me about it.
About the watch?
On the podcast.
Because you're cosplaying?
Well, he liked it. And he's like, "Wow, let me see that. Where something like that's a nice watch," and it came up that you let me borrow it, and he just could not wrap his head around it. Like, what is, why would he make you borrow it? And I was like, he didn't make me borrow it. He just let me, he suggested I take it because he's got a bunch, and I just have been wearing it here and there, and it just rubs him the wrong way. That does everything, though. He's a he's a maniac.
Funnily, Conan O'Brien, yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I mean, guys, this is very exciting. And this is going to be, I'm assuming, the first of many updates we're going to have throughout the pre-launch.
There's not a whole lot of time left. Yeah. I mean, what are we going to get? One more trailer? Two more?
Yeah, probably
The song is going to drop 6 weeks before, usual.
You think it'll be 6 weeks? And did anybody get to see the Good Morning America thing today? Because I tuned in and it was the impeachment.
I've seen
hearing.
It.
What a buzzkill.
Yeah. It was bad because literally none of them could say anything. They would ask them a question and they go, I can't say.
That's the problem with these fucking pre bullshit. Like the one that we watched, Matt, for the podcast that we did, the press conference-y thing, official 007 thing. It's pointless. They can say nothing.
The only authentic moment was when Rami Malek talked about the joy of working with Daniel Craig, and he seemed very very sincere, and Daniel Craig was very moved by the stuff that he said. It's on YouTube. You can check it out. It's fine.
Oh. Well, look.
Wait, hey, real quick. I'm also scanning through this trailer, and there's also another very similar Skyfall shot, and that's a guy in a lake under the ice, and there's a hole that's open near him, and he can't get out.
Yeah, man, that is just like the Skyfall Lake, which makes me think maybe this is maybe this is what they're giving us right now. But I'm kind of hoping that Carrie homaged as much as he could, and sort of like placed in shots that will remind us of a lot of the James Bond movies, on purpose. I think that would be
some
like a
folks
very
got
nice
really invested
thing.
In that glass that I was telling you about, and said that there's a similar glass in Dr. No, and what does it mean? And I don't know that a lot of these, even if they're intentional callbacks, sometimes they're just sort of empty callbacks. It's just a flourish.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's definitely possible. His commando sweater is ribbed just like that glass, too. And you're telling me that doesn't mean something? Okay, I'm also looking at Rami Malek's brutalism, mid-century modern layer with the bonsai trees, which is really awesome and really harkens back to Ken Adam. I didn't notice that the first time. That is worth freezing on. I love that. Also, the very next shot where you see Daniel Craig in the lovely sweater there's like a sort of lit chamber behind him that almost looks like it has masks floating in it. What are those things back there?
Can That's probably that? Like the nuclear waste from the rods. They just come out in mask form.
It's possible.
That's where he keeps his tarantulas.
And all the scarring is actually radiation poisoning. It's just... I'm so bad at this podcast. I haven't done it in so long.
Well, it has been a while. All right. Is there anything else we need to cover in this thing?
I mean, I think we should, for old time's sake, Matt and Phil, give this trailer a teaser trailer rating on a scale of 00 nothing to 007.
Oh, man. Well, let me just say this, that I watched it this morning right when it came out. I was up insanely early for some reason. Mm-hmm. And then I just sat around waiting for Amanda to wake up so I could finally show her. I sat her on the couch and I said, and I love doing this because I kind of like get something out of watching her experience it for the first time. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. Casino Royale is truly one of her favorite movies. But this finished and she just went, wow.
See, that's adorable.
That's amazing. That is perfect. So she'd probably give it a 007.
I think she would. There wasn't any one thing that super impacted me. I liked it as a whole. I just didn't expect such a kind of story trailer. So it took me a few times to appreciate it. But I'd say I'd give it a 6 or a 6.5.
I would put you right there. Same.
Yeah. I was going to literally say 006 as well. And what I'd like to do maybe, Matt, for a future episode, and Phil, I believe, you know, if you're available, now that we have this new technology,
yes.
You could join us. I would like to go back and take a look at the teaser trailers of the Daniel Craig era and see how close they were to what came out.
I love it. I love that idea because I also remember the Casino Royale one so vividly because it was like, you know, one of the, you know, it was still kind of a new thing to release the trailers online in 2006.
On Apple.
A little bit. Fairly new. But I watched that thing so much. I was so jonesed for that and jazzed.
Well, I like it. I think we have a future episode planned.
Say when.
Gentlemen.
I'll be there.
I love it. So maybe in the early new year, we'll start getting this, we'll start pulling the tarp off the old Aston Martin sitting there in the storage.
Love it. Guys, I have to run back to work. I thank you for working around this terrible schedule of mine.
Okay.
Your gentlemen and scholars, and I guess, Matt, we should just say the old famous words.
James. Oh, wait, but before we do, really quick, we have to say that we are having a James Bonding live show at Sketchfest in January. I believe it's, what's the date? Let me look it up.
January 16th?
You can go to the Sketchfest, sfsketchfest.com. Hold on. Go to sfsketchfest 2020. Or just sfsketchfest.com, and our live show is January 19th, which is a Sunday, 1 to 2:30 p.m. Please come out and check that out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's true. Thank you,
Phil, for
joining us.
Phil, go subscribe to Fangoria while you're at it, everybody.
Oh, yes. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, there we go. James Bonding will return.